Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story that's basically, I'm just going to teach you how to smuggle drugs better.
Oh.
It's like, people are just, they're just not getting it done right.
Okay. Yeah. I have a story about what not to do at a job interview.
What not? Okay.
If you want the job.
Oh.
All right.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Florida.
Let's go!
And it had to be Florida. There was a 51-year-old man who was denied a job interview at a company, and he was very upset about that.
That happens.
He returned.
Uh-huh.
He had gone through the trouble, all those late nights of bottling his pee. Stored it up.
What?
You know.
As one does.
Yeah.
As in Florida, you just bottle.
I guess, yeah. So he brought all those bottles back to the place that denied him the job interview.
Yes, sir.
And he said, "You don't think I'm management material?"
No.
What about this?
Please don't.
He started throwing the bottles of urine.
Bottles of.
At the building and even at workers. A couple people were injured by it because he was throwing kind of hard. Yeah. This guy is not a good guy at all. He had some previous charges against him.
Other pee-related charges, or do we know?
It's unclear. It says he was a registered...
The pee was unclear?
And I have to follow that up and say he was a registered sex offender.
Oh.
So, oh, no.
He's just a bad guy all around.
Yeah, just not a good guy.
Yeah.
Okay. My story... is not from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Tejas.
Okay.
From Texas.
Howdy.
Y'all, there we go. Howdy there, partner.
Yeah.
Well, there was a feller coming in from Mexico, crossing the border there in Texas.
Uh-huh.
And the Border Patrol agents noticed a little something strange about him. He had himself a tail.
A tail?
Oh. Yeah, he got a little tail on him.
Interesting.
Okay. And they're like, well, you know, are you a dog? And he's like, So they got their dogs out. They've sent their dogs over to look at the man and his tail.
Get him.
When the dogs came up, turns out it was just a whole bunch of drugs in his butt. And they was kind of coming out a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so.
I mean, I am a dog. Never mind.
Woof. Yeah, so they looked and then they pulled a whole bunch of drugs out of his butt.
Okay.
He had he tried to bribe him with some of the drugs. He's like, "You guys want some of this here meth?"
Oh,
was
no.
Like, no. They said we're cracking down on the we're gonna do a crack down on the drugs in the butt.
I like that. It's good. That's very good.
I don't know what else to say.
I don't have anything else to say. How does this thing end?
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice
105.9.